Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
An ambassador for the dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Buck's Beat with Buck Ballou.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Buck's Beat. I'm Buck Ballou, and this is episode 71. I'm talking Georgia football today with a deep dive into the Bulldog offense. Coming up in a few moments, SEC Network analyst and Bulldog legend Aaron Murray will join me to help break it down. Buck's Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. If you're in the Lake Lanier Homes Up 400 market, Mickey is a no-brainer. Looking to win in multi-offer situations? Want to sell fast with a guaranteed offer? Call Mickey at 678-341-7474 or go to GetMickey.com and get an expert. Georgia dropped a spot to number 2 in the polls this week, and one of the reasons why was this. The Bulldog offense struggled for 3 quarters against a pressure defensive scheme, which forced a lot of negative plays and way too many field goals. Missouri put 7 in the box, blew up a lot of plays with quick penetration, and the Tigers played a heavy dose of press man coverage out on the perimeter. The result? Todd Monken's unit struggled on first down, which is a bad thing. Created way too many second down and long and third down and long situations. And why is that a big deal? Well, it puts the offense in predictable passing situations, which allows the defense to focus on defending the passing game. You see, they're not worried about the defending the run when it's second down and 15, when it's third down and 9. Can focus in on the passing game. For example, in the first half against Missouri, Georgia's offense had 6 second down and 10 situations and 7 possessions. The result, they settled for a couple of first-half field goals. And for the game, the Dogs faced second-long situations 15 times. Not where you want to be offensively. All right, so priority number 1 this week against Auburn. Get it cleaned up on first down, where the problem is. Need better execution and, quite frankly, a better plan against that pressure defense. Here's the problem. Missouri wasn't concerned about the Georgia receivers beating them vertically down the field. So they played press man, and it took way too long to adjust. Bulldogs were running way too many slow-developing plays early in the game, which Missouri blew up with quick penetration. Now, Monken got into some gap scheme and zone runs a little later in the game, which eliminated most of the quick penetration, but he never attacked down the field with the X wide receiver position. Now, maybe that was because A.D. Mitchell was not available. He's your typical number one X wide receiver in the Georgia offense. He's trying to recover from an ankle injury. Need him back in there. And then Arian Smith was limited in his first game back, and he's another guy that can give you the explosive play, especially against this style of defense. One option Monken did not use was getting Bowers isolated on the outside, or even flexing out Darnell Washington and giving him some opportunities to make plays on 50-50 balls. Those are the 4 dogs that can do some damage against press man. Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington, A.D. Mitchell, and Arian Smith. Getting Mitchell back soon and having Arian Smith back in the rotation should be huge the rest of the way for the Georgia offense, because they can beat press man. They can hurt the defense. They can give you the explosive play. They can take the top off the defense. But until they're back, Georgia's offense will not be complete. So that's an issue right now. And until the Georgia offense has some video showing the ex-wide receiver doing some damage against press man coverage, other teams will utilize the same pressure defensive scheme. It's a copycat league. Everybody's looking at what everybody's doing, and you give a upcoming opponent, you take a look at them on video and see them having problems against a certain scheme, and guess what? The upcoming team's going to try the same concept.
Joining me now, SEC Network analyst Aaron Murray. Aaron, Bulldogs off to a strong start, man. You've been impressed?
Yeah, listen, you're undefeated at the end of the day. You know, that's the goal, just winning football games. And I know that a lot of fans out there want to see dominant performances. They want to see games that are 40-50-0 and kind of what we saw at the beginning of the year versus Oregon. But you still have to remember, man, they got a big old target on their back. They're going to get everyone's best each and every weekend. So, you know, I don't mind a struggle every now and then. You know, it shows that they know how to win games, especially in the fourth quarter. They know how to kind of regroup in the second half, make adjustments, and go out there and execute, you know, well enough to win football games. So, you know, far from perfect, but 5-0, you got to feel pretty good about that right now.
Tell you what, the Missouri trip, look, I just don't believe you're going to win every game 50-0. And I do believe, having been down this road, and I know you have too, I think the team gets better when you face a little adversity, which they did at Missouri this past weekend. I was so impressed with Kirby Smart. He was so cool during the heat of the moment down on the sideline. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, listen, I think he's very confident in his football team. You know, he understands there's some great leadership, especially with Stetson and then, you know, some of the pieces they have on the back end of the defense, that he knows. I think he believes too that this team's just going to get better and better each week. And, you know, they're still missing some big, big pieces. You look at the offense and, you know, A.D. Mitchell has not played a ton this year. You know, I was excited to see what he could look like. You know, McConkey has not been himself the past couple weeks with some big drops. You know, he's going to get things turned around. So I think offensively he's, I think he's in a good spot. I wish, you know, I think we all do, that the running game would get going a little bit. I just have not been super impressed with the running backs. But he knows this defense is going to get better. You know, they're going to continue to get tested. And they've been missing Jalen Carter, who I think is one of the best players in America, for the past 2 weeks. We obviously saw him limited time there versus Missouri. He goes out with that chop block. And you know, you get him back in the fold. I think that's been the issue on defense, is not being able to get after the quarterback consistently. And a big part of the reason is you're missing him there on that side of the football. So nothing to freak out about just yet. You're 5-0. You know, the schedule's somewhat light here the next 2 weeks. I don't think Auburn is a very good football team. And you got
they're lousy offensively.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. So I think they feel very confident with the next 2 weeks before they got to go face Florida and Tennessee.
Would you have dropped them to number 2 if you were voting in these polls?
I would have. And honestly, I may have dropped them all the way to 3. I think right now, you know, Ohio State's playing at a high level. You can say, hey, their conference isn't as great in the Big Ten as SEC, and I would agree with that. But, you know, they've looked the part at least this season. And Georgia did for 3 weeks, you know, versus Oregon and Stanford and South Carolina. They looked like the number one team in the country. But the past 2 weeks, they have not. You know, mistakes on both sides of the football, giving up big plays on defense, dropping passes on offense, just really sloppy. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that they could still be that number one team in the country if they get some of those things corrected and start looking like they did through the first, you know, few weeks of the season. But, you know, based on what we've seen for the past 2 weeks, it's hard to say, you know, they deserve to be. Are they the number one team in the country? Could they beat Ohio State and Alabama? Yeah, I do think they can. But you have to show it every week, and right now the past 2 weeks they've not shown that. So, you know, honestly, I may have actually bumped them to number 3, Ohio State 1, Alabama 2, Georgia 3.
Yeah, and I'm sort of glad my Bulldogs aren't the number one team in the country this week. I think it probably benefit them not having that target on their back. But how in the world is Alabama number 1 with Bryce Young dinged up? He's got a bad right shoulder. And they're going to have to completely change that offense with Milroe coming in there, who really can't execute the passing attack. They're going to have to go 100% run until Young comes back.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what grade AC sprain it is for Bryce Young. I had an AC sprain back in high school. I had a grade 3, which was the most severe one, and it was kind of a pain in the butt getting back. But so it all depends on that level.
Can he take another hit though?
Yeah,
if you're rushing back in there.
Yeah, you could definitely take another hit. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, once again, it depends on the severity of the actual AC sprain of you know, when he's going to be able to go out there and execute at full speed.
Yeah, and they're hiding
when they
feel
comfortable.
Now.
Yeah, of course they are. So, you know, first off, Texas A&M is not very good. You know, their goal is, can you get him back and ready to go for that game versus Tennessee? And, you know, right now, defensively, they're a very good defense. You know, one of the best defenses in the country. It was good to see, you know, Gibbs for all those fans here in Georgia and Atlanta. Obviously, we know what he did at Tech. You know, good to see him get going last week. I like McClellan, their backup running back as well. So, yeah, I mean, offense is going to be different, but I don't think it's going to, you know, cause them to lose versus A&M, who's just struggled on both sides of the football to start the year.
All right, I want to talk to you. It's a copycat league, both in the NFL and in college football. If there's a team that's coming up on the schedule and they see a team do something that causes Georgia to have problems, then you're going to see them install or go with the same game plan. And Missouri came with a pressure defensive plan that really disrupted the Georgia offense. And I think the reason why, Aaron, is because nobody's afraid of the Georgia receivers. They don't believe they've got anybody right now that can hurt them deep, that can hit them with the explosive play. So you see them up there with too many guys for Georgia to block, and they're manning up on the outside, press coverage, man coverage on these wide receivers. And until they get A.D. Mitchell, or I believe Arian Smith is the wild card here, that can be that dangerous receiver that can make these defenses back off a little bit. How do you think they overcome this until Mitchell and Smith are ready to hurt some people?
Well, I first off, if you want to go man, if you're Stetson, take it all day. Go to Brock and go to Washington if you don't feel great with the receivers. I think the receivers are fine. You know, I said it earlier, like Ladd is in a little bit of a funk right now. But Ladd, when he's rolling, man, is a tremendous deep threat. We saw it all last season. You know, we saw it in spurts earlier to start this year off. Like, if you want to go one-on-one with him, especially in the slot, you know, he'll make you pay. He just, you know, got to kind of get over these drop issues that we've seen for the past 2 weeks. But I'm not worried about him. I do agree that, you know, if A.D. Mitchell's in there, you know, you want to man him up on the outside, he's going to take it deep and be able to take the top off of defense. So, you know, I think to me, it's not the receivers that are the biggest issue, Buck. It's the running backs. Like, right now, the running backs just aren't very good. Like, no one scares you, you know. And I think right now that's the biggest issue. Georgia's having to be one-dimensional. They're having to rely on their passing game. Like, if Stetson is not on, which he was, you know, seemed like he was a little bit off this past weekend. I don't know if he's banged up or what, but just was not very confident throwing the football. Georgia doesn't have the running backs, to me, that can win you a football game. You know, I like Kenny McIntosh out of the backfield catching the football, but like Milton Edwards and him running the football as true running backs are just okay. They're not
well,
great.
If they're going to put seven
special
on the line of scrimmage and you got five offensive linemen, I'm not sure how you block those other two guys.
No.
Do you go with
a
gap scheme? Do you go all zone run? Because that's the problem right now.
Well, you throw some of those. You use Kenny as a, you know, extension of the run play. What we see with the RPOs, the bubbles to the backside of the backfield. You got two or three receivers blocking, or you get it to a slot receiver that way. Like, if you want to load the box and you don't think your guys can win one on one, you know, with separation,
yeah,
then you just throw little quick screens and bubbles to those guys and just say, hey man, it's one on one block on the outside. We got numbers on the perimeter, and you know, take it and go. And we saw a ton of that through the first few games. And, you know, my dad and I were kind of bitching about it the other night. Like, we weren't seeing a lot of that. And then all of a sudden they threw one, I believe, to Kenny, and it was a decent play. It's like, get back to more of that. You know, once again, it's just another way to run the football using perimeter blocking that I think Georgia can incorporate more. But, you know, I'm not worried about the receivers. I think the receivers will be fine, especially when AD gets back.
Yeah, my professional football education was with Lindy Infante, a longtime NFL offensive coordinator, game planner, play caller in the USFL. And the first thing he would do in this situation was isolate the best receiver out on the edge, press coverage man, throw the slant, throw the double move, make things happen that way. I tell you, I'd like to see him maybe get let's flex Brock Bowers out there to that X spot. Let's get Darnell Washington involved. He's a mismatch. Let's get some of those things done. It was really frustrating watching them until Monken made a couple of adjustments. It looked like they went to the gap scheme run, some of the zone run that allowed them to get underway there in the second half against Missouri. But expect to see more of this down the road until Georgia can show people they can hurt them when this pressure defensive package comes at them. Aaron, we appreciate it, man. Tell us quickly how the SEC Network games are going, man. It's been fun watching you do some of the games.
No, it's been great. You know, being in the SEC, covering these games, it's awesome. It's the best football in the country, and it's been really fun kind of going to, you know, I've played in a lot of the stadiums, but I've never really, like, been around the towns, you know, like, you know, Oxford or you know, wherever it is, and just getting around the campuses and the towns and kind of seeing what it's all about is it's really cool. It's a special conference. It's a special each one of these campuses are extremely special and unique in their own way. So it's been fun to experience them all.
Hey, keep up the good work, man. Thanks for kicking it around with me. We appreciate it.
See y'all.
Aaron, thanks, buddy.
The Dogs defense has lost its best player for a few weeks. That's not good. Jalen Carter is going to be out for a few weeks with a knee injury. Thank goodness it wasn't serious. He took a cheap shot in Missouri. Got to get him healed up quick. There's some big games looming down the road, and Georgia needs Jalen Carter at his very best. Defense gave up a few explosives out in Missouri, but overall I thought they played pretty well. The stat line did have some concerning items on it, however. Zero forced turnovers. Only two sacks. Allowed 5 yards a carry. They did play well on third down. That was impressive. Missouri only converted 3 of the 13 third down situations. Now, tight games like this on the road in the SEC, most of the time they only make teams better. Stronger. And I know a lot of you out there are a little disappointed Georgia didn't win again 50-0. But look, let's be honest here. I mean, that's not really reasonable. Now, I'm believing the fourth quarter comeback will provide some toughness and confidence that a 50-0 game would never provide. So don't worry about the Bulldogs dropping a spot down to number 2. No worries there. That only means something later in the season. Right now, it's not really a big deal. You just want to be in the mix. That's going to do it for episode 71 of Bucks Beat. We appreciate Aaron Murray hanging out, talking Bulldog football. And thanks for searching me up and listening. We'll do it again next week.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.